You are listening to the Kings of the Rings podcast, a 2024 nominee for Best Wrestling Podcast by the Sports Podcast Awards. To submit your vote for us, please click the first link in the description below.
Midnight Music.
Coming up this week on Kings of the Rings podcast, don't go too far because we have two surprise entrants back for the very first time. Willie T and Kayfabe are here. The original crew is here, Kings of the Rings podcast, to talk about one of the best premium live events or pay-per-views of the year, the Royal Rumble, and in our yearly Rumble of Royalty shows. On top of that, WWE woke up today and chose violence in the media market, so we've got a lot to talk about. And there's somebody dropping a coin on January 31st who's also a free agent if you smell what The Rock is cooking. So sit back, relax. It is our 2024 Rumble of Royalty shows exclusively here on WrestleOtic Radio, Kings of the Rings podcast, or should I say the award-nominated Kings of the Rings podcast, and it starts right now. Oh my God. You know, Tuesday might feel good from here on out. I think we can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kings of the Rings podcast. It's Susie here on WrestleOtic Radio. I am your host, King Ricky Rose. Thank you guys for joining us on this special edition of KLTR on a Tuesday, which might be our new home in the very, very near future. Please like, share, subscribe, leave us a five-star review wherever you are watching us right now or listening to us a couple of days after this comes out. Just to remind you, the voting is still open, actually, for the Sports Podcast Awards, and yours truly, Kings of the Rings podcast, has been selected as a finalist for Best Wrestling Podcast by the Sports Podcast Awards. If you would like to vote for us, and you definitely should, please click the first link in the description below of the show. And with me this week, I figured we'd have the crew that helped me help the show get nominated. I'm back again for the very first time in almost like 6 weeks, I think. The former cover star of WWE 2K21, Will Tereshock. How are you?
I'm good, man. I think it was our original home. Yeah, Jazz brought me dinner, so I'm fucking starving, so sorry. I got a steak quesadilla. But,
there you go.
I gotta remember how all these buttons and podcasting work. It's been a while. But yeah, I'm so glad that we could be back with the one and only Kayfabe. I still call him Kay Murphy. Kay Murphy, I missed you so much. I love you. I'm so glad you're back.
Hi, y'all.
How's Boris?
Yeah, how's Boris? Boris is the most perfect man. Let me find him. Can I bring him on the show?
Yeah, you can bring him on the show. Yeah, go right ahead, please.
I queued him up. God damn it.
Please, yeah. I mean, you know, Kay's been away for a very long time. Kay has been bringing in our first animal on the show, CM Pup.
This one's real, officially... too. It's like that duck.
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah!
We did do the duck. I totally forgot.
Freckles.
Yes. Yes.
It's almost Freckles' birthday. Fun fact.
Oh, my God. I remember Freckles. Oh man, Freckles was a thing just so we can mess with Slack. So funny story, actually, about Slack. I was kind of, you know, keeping the numbers and doing the stats and everything about this. And 2023, the first year in a very long time that we just didn't have Slack on the show.
We forgot.
Oh my God, Slack wasn't on the show.
Yeah.
So it's a gimmick. You always bring Slack on a random week of the year and say happy birthday. It's never his birthday.
Well, I haven't been on the show in like 6 months, and I feel like I was the Slack bastard for a while.
Yeah, and even when I was having my string of like guest hosts and stuff, not once did it cross my mind that I should invite Slack on the show. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought of everybody else, and Slack never
Ricky,
made the
it
list.
It was 6 months, and you didn't think of Slack once?
Not once.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie. It was a weird 6 months, as you can see on my personal podcast. Oh my God. But yeah, we're finally all back. CM Pup looks amazing.
Perfect.
I love Corbin.
Yeah, he's going to be playful the entire time. That's right. I didn't think about him once. Enjoying
the belly rubs.
There you go. We gotta get CM Pop to do the first guest game. Maybe it'll be like a TikTok exclusive or something random like that.
TikTok exclusive, Boris. What do you think?
Honestly, that might help us. We're actually getting a lot of traction on TikTok, especially on KOTR's TikTok. We're almost at like 1,000 followers, which is kind of wild to think about. But like, what if we made like Boris like our TikTok like dog?
Are you saying you want to exploit my dog for views?
Yes.
Yes, actually, yes. That is exactly what I'm saying. Listen, everybody needs a mascot. Or we can have him like choose between different things. Like if he makes like predictions on shows and whatnot, give him like two of his favorite toys.
We're at 1246 followers. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we're at 1246. Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Good for me.
Once you get 1,000, you can technically go live. I don't know how I think there's probably a way.
How we do that on. We can.
It's just.
Yeah. It's weird.
You got to punch RTMP code into Restream if TikTok gives you an RTMP code.
Ah, very, very interesting. Okay, so that's something for a future thing as well, potentially. So we'll kind of get on that. There's a lot of changes going on in the world of pro wrestling, especially when we all woke up this morning, because I thought we were going to talk about something really, really big from one of the greatest performers in New Japan history, becoming a free agent, but that has plummeted. down the hot topic issues. And the first thing that we are actually going to talk about is WWE woke up this morning as we're recording here on Tuesday and decided that Netflix is the perfect place for their flagship show, Monday Night Raw. So the news broke early this morning, vetted on multiple sites, CNBC, ESPN, Bleacher Report. Everything was blowing up on everybody's phones, social media, nonetheless. WWE Raw has agreed to sign. WWE Raw goes to Netflix in 2025. The deal is a 10-year, $500 million per year deal, totaling $5 billion. So there is an opt-out clause that Netflix can do after 5 years, or they can also extend another 10 years. Okay. This is on top of deals that have already been put in place for SmackDown, which is going to return to the USA Network on a 5-year, approximately $1.4 billion deal. NXT is also going to go to CW in October, around the same time SmackDown was as well, for 5 years, about $20 to $25 million per year for that as well. Last time WWE did a streaming rights negotiations with marketing, they had SmackDown got $1 billion for 5 years, Raw got $1 billion for 5 years. This time around, with the addition of NXT, SmackDown and Raw, total deals for all three shows is upwards of $6.5 billion in total.
Over 10 years.
Well, $5 billion over 10 years for Raw in and of itself. But if for in the off chance that Netflix opts out, spoiler alert, they're not gonna opt out. Raw already banks $2.5 billion. They've well over doubled all their TV rights deals this go around. It is absolutely mind-blowing what they've done. The landscape of pro wrestling has completely changed with this, because guess what, folks? Raw moving to Netflix means ratings don't matter anymore.
We'll have no idea. This is the smartest thing Raw ever done. Now we have no idea what the ratings are. We just have no idea, because Netflix won't fucking tell you.
Yeah.
Well, that so actually, that's rumored that's going to change, because with the ad tier, tier on Netflix, they're going to have more reason to give out viewership publicly for advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
So we might actually get ratings. It depends what, because there's so many questions for this with Raw, because Netflix doesn't have the built-in capabilities of live streaming like a Peacock does or Amazon does. Just Netflix doesn't have it. They tried it with Chris Rock's comedy special. I don't know how that worked, honestly, because I watched it after the fact.
Neither did I.
But Netflix isn't known for that live streaming technology. However,
so
the WWE Network was. So maybe WWE can be like, hey, here's how we did it.
Yeah, so funny thing that you mentioned, and I do want to bring up this other thing that was pretty sneakily put in to the deal for Raw on Netflix. And I'm going to read directly from the press release from WWE. So it states here, as I can find it, beginning in January 2025, Netflix will be the exclusive home for Raw in the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, and Latin America, among other territories with additional countries and regions to be added over time. That's very important. Likewise, as part of the agreement, Netflix will also become the home for all WWE shows and specials outside of the U.S., inclusive of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, as well as the company's premium live events, which include WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, WWE's award-winning documentaries, original series, and forthcoming projects will also be available on Netflix internationally beginning in 2025. Translation, starting in 2025, Netflix owns all of the international streaming rights for WWE. Anybody outside of the United States will get all of their WWE content on Netflix. The U.S., we're stuck with Peacock.
Yeah, no, no, no. The U.S. is going to invest heavily in VPNs. I wonder how many people are actually going to do that, because now if you want all of wrestling, you got to pay for two subscriptions.
Yeah, I perceive that changing. Yeah, it's messy.
It's messy. Like, WWE is almost, I don't want to say it's spreading too thin, but doesn't it make more sense for all of your content and all of your library to be on one place?
It does. And I think the issue is they're already in bed with Peacock. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much what it is. And they've got to run this Peacock deal out, because on top of the SmackDown deal to USA, WWE still has to produce primetime specials on NBC at least four times a year.
Yeah.
So they're stuck for a while.
How long is that deal good until?
5 years.
Okay. 5 years from now?
5 years from October when the deal begins.
So this coming October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this coming October. The only thing that's also pretty interesting, so WWE's Raw deal ends in October of 2024.
You know what's pretty funny, Ricky?
The season premieres of the seasons for like Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, but also here's the thing. They don't have a deal in place from October to January for Raw. Ooh. That is still up in limbo.
Oh, that's not good. that's very not good.
That's still up in limbo about how we're going to pull that off.
I got it. Randy Orton kicks Triple H in the head and goes, sorry, Paul, it's the season premiere. And then that's it. We still have any wrestling for 3 months.
I would personally love an off season. October to January, though.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. It is mind-blowing. And I know from an American standpoint, it seems like we're getting housed, because we kind of are. But WWE has been, the global market is just bigger than us. You know, this makes it uber convenient for anybody outside of the U.S., and we're going to struggle a little bit. But when someone's willing to give you $5 billion.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Ricky, it's only 5 years. What's funny with that Netflix opt-in deal? It's like, hey, you can opt in just in time for another $1 billion deal for SmackDown, too. whoever did this deal, like Nick Khan, like knew exactly what, he was doing with that opt-in deal for another 5 years, because otherwise,
opt out for five, extend for ten,
but then at the same time, it's like, hey, SmackDown's also available. Let's opt out and make a new deal for both, opt out and be like, okay, we're gonna go somewhere else. Hey, Jeff Bezos, we're calling you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, exactly. That's the crazy thing. And so when you look at the market for streaming, we're gonna talk a little business here. When you look at the market for streaming, Amazon is in bed with the NFL.
Yeah,
actually, does a pretty good job. It's pretty great. They do for Thursday Night Football, even though I hate Thursday Night Football. But I hate the concept of Thursday Night Football.
I liked it on Prime, actually.
Yeah, no, and like the NFL on Amazon Prime is really fun to watch. I just don't like that it's on Thursdays, because it's all, you know, health concerns and all that stuff for football players.
Yeah, it's tough.
Peacock is in bed with not only WWE and their streaming stuff, and they do a pretty good job. They also have Sunday Night Football. They have the freaking Olympics and the Big Ten. They have the Big Ten and Notre Dame, but they stream their stuff on all the freaking time.
Yeah, college sports. Yeah.
Yeah. ESPN streams everything in their mother, and they have UFC. Netflix has nothing. HBO slash Max is going to get AEW whenever they figure it out, because they haven't yet.
And the NBA
on TNT. Yeah,
fucking NBA, Rick. I thought you said AEW before the NBA.
I forgot.
This is a wrestling podcast, Will.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if the NHL gets signed before AEW into a
NHL has
deal.
The NHL has ESPN.
ESPN Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
They already have a deal. You know, MLB kind of goes in between a lot of the different streaming services. Be that as it may, Netflix has nothing. So this is a better deal for WWE because Netflix was desperate.
Hey, we should have seen this coming. Remember Netflix had Lucha Underground?
It's true. That's very true. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
It's very true.
Lucha.
So this is a wild, wild thing that WWE has done. It's going to change everything. Tony Khan's probably crying right now.
He's so happy they didn't go to Warner Brothers. He's fucking ecstatic right now. He is just like, oh, thank God. He just avoided a heart attack and a stroke. He's fine. He's doing just fine right now.
Yeah, no, it is pretty crazy. And so another crazy thing that happened. So Raw on Netflix happened. The news broke like 7:30 this morning. Less than a half hour later, it was announced that The Rock is officially the head of the table and is a new member of the board of directors for the TKO Group Holdings, you know, the company that was created for the UFC and WWE merger. We kept talking all this time. The Rock came back on the first Raw saying, should he sit at the head of the table? We didn't think it was the board of directors, but The Rock fooled us all. And that's what I'm hearing. The greatest thing about this with The Rock being on the board is he made out like a bandit, because as part of a deal for The Rock to be a member of the TKO board of directors, he gets the full rights trademark rights to the name The Rock. They go to him. They are no longer owned by WWE. The Rock gets his name.
And you thought he was going to wrestle it in Australia. You fool. All of you are fools. I'm sorry.
He's not even going to wrestle in Mania at this point.
He's definitely wrestling at WrestleMania.
Listen, he just claimed himself as the head of the table now. He owns Roman.
I guess he already won the feud. Maybe he's not wrestling at WrestleMania. Maybe you're right. Maybe we're all
it's
fooled.
Just a teaser.
Maybe we're all marks. Yeah, we were teased for the wrong thing. He tickled all balls. He didn't like it.
The Rock needed help making a decision. He said, should I sit at the head of the table? I think that's what sealed the deal. He was like, hey, should I sit at the head of the table? Meaning board of directors.
Hit that crowd and one of the board of directors. Okay, this quick sideberg. I don't know why, but during that promo when The Rock was like, I'm going to go to eat tonight, I pictured Applebee's. I have no idea why, but I pictured The Rock.
I know, I thought that too.
I thought of The Rock going on
that's
to
the
eat
American experience.
In Applebee's.
Going to Applebee's, Chili's, something like that.
Dwayne Johnson's is going to go eat at the head of the table at an Applebee's.
He was like, hey, after the show, it's twofers at Applebee's on me.
He's eating
good in at Applebee's.
All right, so this is a double whammy. Kayfabe, welcome back, by the way, again. But you came back on a crazy day for wrestling. What are your thoughts on WWE's going to Netflix, Raw's going to Netflix, and The Rock is the head of the table. What are your thoughts on this?
So The Rock being the head of the table, not surprising at all. Can't wait to see him win the Royal Rumble or win at WrestleMania or some other sort of nepotism. No, but...
God,
this is my joke booking. Obviously, what is his position?
He's on the board of directors.
He's just on the board. Yeah. So board of directors, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's going to come in number 30 at the Rumble. He's going to win. Cody's not going to finish his story. CM Punk's not going to finish his story because The Rock is going to win.
Rock's going to continue. So I'd rather have The Rock than the other old guy that popped up on Raw in a video package.
Oh my God. Hulk.
Let's not talk about it. We're going to go to rant.
I'll get in the post show because now I'm very curious what I missed. I missed Hulk Hogan on Raw.
Yeah.
Hulk, yeah. Hulk Hogan teased a Rumble pop up.
Stop it. I don't
want
that. I don't
want
that at all.
He said, okay, so sideburg on the sideburg. Hogan did on Raw the Hulkamania is 40.
They're
this
celebrating
week.
40 years of Hulkamania because it's going to be 40 years of WrestleMania, and WrestleMania started with Hulkamania. I get it.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's like 5 minutes of Hulk Hogan going on people that are going to do well in the Rumble, like Cody, CM Punk, Bayley, Becky Lynch.
They even give him time to talk about the women, which I was like, oh, that's bold.
Yeah, he talked about women in a positive light. And then he was like, who knows? Even I might have it in me for one more run.
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever tweeted in all caps. It's like, do not do this.
Dun, 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 dun. I wish I saw Hogan's music queued up.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I want this to be a thing now. So let's talk about the positives real quick. Having a pro wrestler on the board of directors of the controlling, the controlling company that runs WWE is a win for like everybody in the business. So you have somebody who knows the business will now be able to make business decisions. Maybe who knows, actually improve UFC from the stale product that it is.
I think UFC's fine.
I know, but now The Rock is like The Rock's UFC's boss too, which is crazy. However, if The Rock does decide to go full Nepo and use his power to book himself into Mania, he needs to take Vince's theme. He needs to do Vince's walk to the ring. Oh, now that he's gone corporate. Corporate Rock, yes. I want Corporate Rock to come back. Like, let life imitate art. Or art imitate life. Actually, I want the return of Corporate Rock. That's all I want at this point.
I honestly don't expect him to do much on the business side. I think he's mostly just there for optics. He's there for PR.
He's there to raise the stock, and it worked.
It worked all right. Get the chart straight up.
yeah.
And then it kind of dipped off a little bit. But I don't think he's going to actually be doing business deals. Like, some people sit on the board and don't actually do anything, right? They're just there just to be there.
The Rock's a PR miracle for TKO at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll show up at foundations. He'll show up for certain events. He'll be at WrestleMania.
He'll give those eyebrows out.
Yeah, right. But he's not... He's not like day to day. He's not gonna be on Raw every week. He's still gonna be in movies, right? You know what I mean? He's still gonna do his tequila. He's still gonna do the XFL. He's still got his hand in a million
UFL spots. Now.
UFL. So
United Football League. They merged the USFL and the XFL. It's actually gonna be really freaking awesome.
So I don't think this is as transformational for the company as people think it is. It's more just optics and PR, which is still great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, The Rock, like, I was talking about this with one of my friends earlier. The Rock is, his business portfolio was astounding. $7 production. He has his own tequila, which is actually rather tasty. He has his own healthy energy drink. He's one of the highest grossing actors for the past, like, decade. He now is the owner of a professional football franchise for 2 years running. Like, this portfolio's absurd of what he's done. He also had an own show about his life, which is actually pretty comical. The Rock just finds a way to keep winning. He probably still has the contract with Under Armour, as you can see in his freaking shirt. It's crazy what The Rock can do. And so that was this morning. I'm not going to mention Black Adam to go on. I'm not going to mention that movie. Oh, yeah, he bullied Vin Diesel to get him back into Fast and the Furious and save the Fast and the Furious franchise, which is really ridiculous to say in and of itself. So that was all this morning. And then last week, which I thought was going to start the show, New Japan Pro Wrestling put out an official statement saying we're losing Okada at the end of January.
Crying emoji,
skull crossbones. And suddenly, MJF became the most irrelevant person in pro wrestling yet again. Because one of arguably the greatest talents to never wrestle in WWE is hitting the free market officially a little bit early. Traditionally, New Japan contracts end in January, not before February. This is actually saying, hey, January 31st, he's gone. He's totally gone. He's going to do a couple more shows. And he is the hottest commodity. So Kay, I'm gonna throw this to you since you have been historically big on New Japan, more so than myself or Will. Where do you want to see Kazuchika Okada, the Rainmaker?
I think a Rumble pop-up would be super fun. But I don't know if he's going to go there.
Well, his contract ends on the 31st, so he missed the Rumble.
Then he's going to go to AW, let's be real here.
I have concerns about that, but Will, what do you think?
I also think he probably goes to our AEW. WWE is very crowded right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very crowded right now. Don't get me wrong. He's going to take someone's spot. Sorry, LA Knight. But he would definitely take someone's top star spot. But it's just, what does WWE do with Okada other than having him in a tag team with Shinsuke that can be anime villains? Which, don't get me wrong, sounds fucking awesome. But I just don't see it happening. I think he goes to AEW.
I know. Yeah, like, I know there's a lot of crossover between, like, New Japan fans and WWE fans, but there's more crossover to New Japan fans and AEW fans. Like, I feel like Okada might not get the flowers he deserves in WWE right away. Like, if he had a normal run, if he popped up in the Rumble, fun, fine, great, but don't, like, sign him. I think he would just get lost in fucking catering.
Yeah, here's my thing with Okada. If Okada wanted to go to AEW, he's already done it. Like, I feel there's no benefit of him going to AEW because he's done AEW. He's already done that. Why would he do AEW full-time? He can have the best of both worlds like he has been doing, New Japan and AEW, because they've been a working partnership. He did Forbidden Door. He tore down the house of Forbidden Door. Yeah. Him and Bryan Danielson tore it down again at Wrestle Kingdom. Not the best match on the card, but still a great match. The only reason I would see Okada wanting to do maybe something with AEW is to do that third match with Bryan Danielson, because they work really well together.
Yeah, they can do it.
That's very true. So from that standpoint, I'm like, why would he go to AEW when he's already kind of doing that already? And I think the only thing that's left for him to somewhat conquer would be WWE. Where he gets put, I don't know. Yeah. There's been some undetermined rumors that maybe he does NXT. Who knows?
Yeah,
it
right.
was.
It's no
it's
way.
The, it's the, it. Listen, we said the same thing about Shinsuke, and he did an NXT run, a damn good one at that. It was someone with a keen eye noticed that on Punk's backstage walk to the arena, Okada's translator was seen backstage. Hmm. So
it's not by accident either.
That's not by accident either. Yes, I agree.
My next question was, how's his English? But I guess I just got my answer.
You got the translator. Yeah. So I think looking at it from, like, he's already done AEW, he's done New Japan, he's done Impact / TNA, which is kind of in a meteoric random rise because, hey, Dolph Ziggler. You know, what else? Why would you leave when, by the way, his best friend, essentially his best friend, is now the president? Why would you leave that unless you got carte blanche to do something crazy and then come back whenever he feels like it?
Dude, I would love to see him and Brock, to be honest.
That would be... I thought you said Okada and The Rock. I was like, you're going to let The Rock lose to a clothesline? It would be the clothesline versus the Peepus elbow.
That would be... No, I forgot his finisher is going to be a fucking clothesline.
No, it's the one thing I don't like about Okada.
Him and Lesnar, I think, would be... Yeah, sorry.
That'd be it.
That'd be a great match.
It's going to be crazy. The one thing we know for sure, also lost in the shuffle, is Tamatanga's leaving NJPW as well.
Not Tamatanga.
He's actually a really good talent. I watched him wrestling. I was like, oh, he's really good. But he's leaving. He left the disease that is the Bullet Club behind, and now he's a free agent as well. But he's going to get lost in the shuffle. But whenever that coin drops, like, we're going to hear a coin drop on a big show. somewhere. That's why I really want to go to Raw after Mania. Well, I'm not gonna lie, we're gonna hear the coin drop somewhere, and it's going to like it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, wherever he shows up, it's gonna be a while because he needs to relocate.
Yeah,
right. Like he's not gonna show up February like 5th.
No, I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah, like he needs to relocate. He's gotta like I don't know if he's got a family or kids, or whatever, but move everyone over, buy a house, clothes, all that kind of bullshit.
That takes some time.
You know, he's got to meet with so many different people because he probably can't negotiate until February 1st either, right?
He might be in they can probably be in talks but not do like active negotiation. Right. I don't know how New Japan contracts work.
Senate representative or whomever, but so yeah, you're probably not going to see him until after Mania. That'd be my guess.
That'd be my guess too. But
he shows up in AEW or WWE.
WWE, yeah. This is the cash cow of the 2024 free agent market. Like whoever gets this is going to get at least a temporary major boost for a couple of weeks because there's a lot of people who haven't seen Okada. I've been fortunate enough. I think Kay, were you there? You were there with us as well.
Yeah,
we were all fortunate to see it. He's a big deal. Like I crap on his clothesline, but he's still really good. Like he's got a presence. Like he's a great. I think he's only 37 too. So he's. He's going to go for a lot of money.
Entering his prime.
He's entering his prime. Just like Seth Rollins, who's with a very bright suit, unfortunately, Seth Rollins decided that he was trying to hinder Bajinder, but Jinder hindered Seth Rollins last week. Thank you, TK, for making Jinder a main eventer yet again. God. TK is sometimes the best thing on Twitter because it's just foot and mouth disease all the time. Seth Rollins came out this week Seth Rollins came out this week on Monday Night Raw. Kay, I know you saw this. He started out the show saying he has a grade 2 MCL tear and I believe a partially torn meniscus on his knee, the same knee that he blew out years ago during a live event, same knee he has issues with. And he pretty much said he came out in tears, playing it all up, and pretty much said no matter what, he is going to find a way to defend the title at WrestleMania. He said historically with surgery, it might take 3 to 4 months, which I did fact check. It's actually pretty legit, but he's going to try to, I guess, work through it or do something, but he is not relinquishing the title whatsoever at all as we know it right now. So initially, Mix Murphy, what do you got for this? What are your thoughts?
That's crazy. I think that he's gonna come back. Like, I think he's gonna sign like whatever contract at the Raw before Mania. I don't think he's gonna have a match queued up ready to go until Barclays Center. If he has to be injured, and if it's supposed to take what do you say, 3 to 4 months?
3 to 4 months, yeah. He's getting real close to that, like.
Yeah. So like, right now it's the end of January, so that's all just shy of 3 months because the Raw before Mania is April 1st.
Correct, April Fool's Day, which is going to be freaking wild.
I'm so excited. I didn't buy my tickets yet, but I'm very, very excited to go. I think that he's going to sign a contract very late, but he will be there.
Yeah, here's my gripe with this whole Seth thing. Seth, ever since he got the Shut Up Seth Peels a World title belt, because that's what it's actually called, Seth has said he's going to be the workhorse champion. He's going to be there day in, day out, week in, week out, defending the title all the time. And now he legitimately cannot actually defend this title. And now he's going to keep it?
Yeah, it's hard to be a workhorse champion when you have it on a shelf for 3 months.
Yeah, like I feel like that storyline, kayfabe perspective, I feel like that kind of screws up his gimmick.
It does.
Yeah, I feel like he should. I feel it would have been the greatest time for Priest to cash in. I know Gunther mic checked him, and I was it's really sad to say, but I thought Gunther was going to be like the ultimate heel and like kick him in the knee or something like that. like something totally the play. I'm like, I like the idea of Seth being like, I'm not going to drop, blah, 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 but like kind of force him to drop. So he kind of keeps that dignity, but to be outright and be like, oh, I'm not going to drop. I'm going to try to fight through it, which I guess is workhorse-like and commendable. It kind of takes it away from it all.
Maybe he should be forced to vacate by like Adam Pearce or something.
If Adam Pearce could ever do so, Adam Pearce needs to be more like Nick Aldis, because I love me some Nick Aldis.
Yeah, I could like do without Adam Pearce. I would like to see someone else.
Yeah, we will see what happens. So flow with me on this creative thing as well, because I've been thinking about this ever since the potential injury to Seth was not confirmed, but now confirmed. I think there's a story here that WWE can play, like long-term booking. I would have Seth drop. Okay, Seth drops. You create a whole new world title main event. Slip Gunther in there, to be completely honest with you, because Gunther deserves a main event and Mania after a year he's had. And create the story that no matter, every time Seth gets close to main eventing a Mania, he doesn't get it for some reason. Have him be that lovable loser type thing for a year, and so he fights his way into the main event of next year's Mania and wins the world title or even a bigger title. So everybody gets kind of a happy ending. You have Seth suffer in real life and in kayfabe, only to build him back up and to be like going this legendary run the next year.
I love that, honestly.
That's what I would love to do, because like Seth's also 37. You know, like, he doesn't need to fight his way through this. And I was talking about it with somebody during Raw. And I said, sometimes you need to stop the performer from themselves. And I think this is one of those moments where you got to be like, Seth, no. Like, I know this sucks, but no. Like, we still need you in the long term. And you can drop this and still get your happy ending in some other way. Like, you can almost guarantee it. That's my thing with Seth, is that I know it sucks for him, I know it's for it, I know he really wants to do this, but there are so many other Manias where he'll have an opportunity to get a proper main event that I think you hold off on him for now, just for his safety. Like, it's one thing if he blew out the meniscus, if he, you know, the MCL tear and the torn meniscus on one knee, but this is the same knee. This is the same bad knee. I would just be cautious. I really would.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like with Seth.
We'll see.
Yeah, but like, you know, good luck to him in some point. I guess it's just the Me and You show, okay? Which we haven't done this in a very, very long time. I kind of like this. Love. Yeah, so let's... Yeah, right? We should bring that. We should bring that one back after, you know, the wild year I had last year. Oof. Hope you've been listening.
Not yet. I have to catch up.
It's a lot. We can talk.
I can't wait.
It's a lot.
I can't wait.
Yeah, don't. I won't be surprised you end up calling me in the middle of the day about something that I said.
Yeah, my goal was I want to host a podcast during work again, so maybe I'll.
Yeah, good. Mine are. This is a shameless promo, and by the way, but mine are like average about 15 to 20
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Love that.
Yeah, because they're also weekly recaps. Anywho, yeah. So, again, more news on WWE choosing violence once again. It was revealed yesterday, Monday, 122. WWE 2K24 is returning with the, I'm going to call it the Woe Edition, but it's not called the Woe Edition. I'm guessing this is news to you, kayfabe.
It's not news to me. I saw it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Cody Rhodes. It's his giant fucking face. It's the douchiest thing I've ever seen.
This is a beautiful cover. I don't care what anybody says.
If America had a video game, it would be this.
They could have called it the Homelander Edition and it would have
worked. The American Nightmare. That's how I feel when I look at this.
So Cody Rhodes is the
for him.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes is the standard edition cover boy, cover athlete for WWE 2K24. Yes, but the deluxe edition of the game is going to feature for the first time ever two women, Bianca Belair, the first ever African American woman to ever grace the cover of a 2K video game, WWE 2K video game, and Rhea Ripley as well will share Recover on the deluxe edition. The standard edition is Cody, but the deluxe edition is Bianca and Rhea. Those are both going to be physical copies that you can purchase. You can do pre-orders now. The digital deluxe super amazing edition is going to be highlighting this faux cover, because there's no actual cover because it's just going to be digital only. WWE 2K24 40 years of WrestleMania with all these random superstars from WrestleMania's past, obviously highlighting the spectacle of WrestleMania, which is going to be turning 40. The big thing with that is that 40 years of WrestleMania is the showcase for this year. They did this 10 years ago with 30 years of WrestleMania and the WrestleMania showcase. So they're bringing it back, adding obviously a bunch of more stuff. Some of the highlights that have been revealed for 2K24 this year. You can be a guest referee. You can have guest referee matches, title versus title matches. Will, your favorite casket matches are returning.
Hell yeah. It's second best to an ambulance match.
Ambulance match is also coming back.
A stretcher match, what the fuck they call them nowadays.
Ambulance match is going to be a part of the video game as well. War Games returns. Hell in a Cell Steel Cage is going to return. You're getting new weaponry. You get a garbage can is going to be there. Microphones can be used as a weapon. You'll be able to throw weapons at people now.
Nice. That's going to be fun. I remember I played 23 as like a free weekend of like 6 months ago, and it was a lot of fun. The game's great. It plays great. Yeah. It's smooth.
There's even more improvements I can talk about here. We also have Gauntlet Match is going to be there. You can do a backstage brawl with up to four people. Eight person player capability for Royal Rumble if you play online. GM mode is going to be enhanced. You'll be able to have a talent scout for your GM, more GMs, more different shows. You'll be able to trade performers between shows as well. They're going to add something called Super Finisher as well. There's going to be like a blow for blow mini game that they're going to add. A whole lot of improvements. With every addition is going to be something kind of crazy. If I read off on it correctly, you're going to have like, so with every purchase of this game, you'll be able to get one free month of Peacock. Yay, everybody. But there's going to be some exclusives for each thing. There's going to be a lot of My Factions. Cody somehow finagled his way to getting Pharaoh as a GM for My Faction. So you'll be able to have Cody's dog can be a GM in My Faction. Okay. There's a Nightmare Family bonus pack that you can buy with your digital deluxe and season pass, which includes Dusty Rhodes from 76. It also includes Undashing Cody Rhodes, Will's favorite.
Cody Rhodes?
Yes. It also includes Stardust you can get as well.
Yay.
Stardust will be available. Again, Pharaoh, I mentioned the big one, the 40 years WrestleMania digital deluxe will include a lot of alternate attires from WrestleMania past, from past performers, Austin, Charlotte, Rhea, Bianca, so on and so forth. The big thing with this is that if you buy the digital deluxe edition, the major $120 one, you'll also get the WrestleMania 40 stage as an unlockable and playable stage. This game comes out, if you pre-order it and get like the digital deluxe or the really, really the 40 years WrestleMania edition, comes out March 5th. The standard edition, the America version, as Kayfabe so eloquently said, comes out March 8th, exactly a month before WrestleMania.
So they're going to leak the fucking WrestleMania stage before Mania?
It's going to be an after launch thing. So I don't know if it's going to be like when like you get the game or if they're going to hold off on
update,
it.
There'll probably be an update for it after me.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the stage is designed.
Or you said, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Right by this point. I also saw a lot of people upset or saying it should have been Bray Wyatt, it should have been this, that, or the other. And, you know, I get the sentiment of Bray Wyatt being on the cover. Would have been dope. I'm going to say, you know, you don't know what they could have tried, or you don't know when this deal with Cody was signed. It could have been signed because how long it takes to develop these games, especially like if the showcase would have been Cody. It could, this deal could have been done and set in development well before Bray Wyatt's passing. So you have no idea. But
I think Bray will be the deluxe cover next year.
Yeah. Or JoJo maybe. Could have said no, right? I don't know. I don't know why she would, but you never know.
They're helping them out. They're helping out the Wyatt or Brace family a
the
lot.
The Wyatt family.
I was gonna say the Wyatt family, but Brace family a lot because
the Rotunda like family.
The Rotunda, there it is. Yeah, because they made Bray. They gave Bray a legend contract. And so everything that you purchase for Bray Wyatt merch will always be available. That's what it means. Any purchase of any Bray Wyatt merch will go directly to his family. Yeah. That's the deal that was made.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. So who knows what they're going to do with Bray, but for me, I really want this, obviously because of the history of Rhea and Bianca.
I'm gonna buy it. Yeah, dude, the 40 years WrestleMania is a selling point. My faction's dope. I like Cody's the cover. Like, yeah, especially if it's playable on the Steam Deck. Fuck yeah, I'm going to play the fuck
It'll out be Steam available Deck. On Steam, yes.
Well, of course, I'm, gonna Steam, I'm saying if it's Steam Deck compatible, which specifically.
Ooh, I don't know yet.
I mean,
okay, I know you will.
Yeah, not a clue. But either way, I'm going to buy it. It's going to be great. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you just buy it at Mania. It's going to be there at Access. That's why they released it so early. My big thing is that I want to buy the big digital WrestleMania one, but like I know physical media is about to become a thing of the past, so I also want the physical version of this as well. So that's kind of my like that's the conflict I'm in right now because like I want the physical.
A long time.
I know, and it's gonna go away, and I want to get my hands on it before it like actually disappears.
Yeah, you.
I still buy
DVDs. Hey, I know you bought this game, but you didn't actually buy it. You bought a license to it. So
that's
fuck
my
you.
Fear. That's
fuck
my
you
fear.
Real quick.
Yeah, that's steal my
it
fear.
Steal it while you can.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So Kayfabe, do you think you'll be, you know, dabbling in this?
I will not. I have not purchased a WWE game since 2K18.
Nice. You didn't buy Will's 2K21 cover?
What?
You didn't buy Will's 2K21 cover?
I didn't buy Will's 2K21 cover. I am so sorry.
What's Will's 2K21 cover?
I told you.
You were on the cover.
You're on the cover of 2K21.
I was?
That was your fact.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my fact. I don't know why I didn't buy that one.
I don't know what my royal fact is, actually.
I've seen three royal facts from me today, all right?
No, there's only two.
I saw 15 days since my last incident. There was another one, then that one.
No, the other one right here is Kay, who potentially might be a Mystery Royal Rumble entrant.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You heard it first, folks. Right
Kay
here.
Kay was on the indies.
You were on the indies. It is up in the air. And speaking of which,
Eddie Kingston's manager.
Tell me, mark out for me real quick, Kay. Tell me about this moment when you realized that they brought back Pete Dunne officially and Butch is now a thing of the past.
Oh, you mean the scream that I scrunched this morning watching SmackDowns?
Yes.
I read that this morning. I was like, wow, that's poetry. I'm going to respond to that later. The scream that I scrumped. Ricky just made this in the show just because you said the word scrumped. I know it.
No, I was going to put it anyway because I almost popped in my own place when I realized that they were bringing Peter back.
This Butch bullshit has been a waste of time. And he's, I don't know, if there wasn't so much going on in the main title picture, I would think this is the beginning of Pete Dunne. I want to see him come for Gunther in the worst way. So I am really sincerely hoping that over the next year, Gunther wins the title. I could see Pete Dunne winning the Rumble like next year coming for Gunther. So I'm going to scrumpt and scream and manifest a Pete Dunne 2025 Royal Rumble win. Y'all heard it here first.
Honestly, I've learned throughout our time together on the show, Kay, not to mock your predictions because we mocked for years that CM Punk would never come back. And now he's come back twice.
Three times.
Three times, yeah.
He came back on my birthday the first time. Then he came back at Survivor Series. And now he's going to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I'm happy for Pete Dunne. He looks so much happier now. He looks so much more comfortable.
I miss his jacket.
Oh, the jacket's great.
So dope. But you could even tell in his entrance, it was the most himself he's looked in like years.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time that they, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, finally get out of NXT. They've been there for like 8 years. Like, I have a picture when Dave and I went to Orlando at Access, a picture with Bate and Dunne like in when they did Access Photos and everything.
Yeah, I met Tyler B 5 years ago at this point.
Yeah. They are, what if they brought back British Strong Style? Would you be okay with that?
I was literally just thinking, where's Trent Seven right now? I know they fired him and all.
He's roaming around somewhere.
I would mark out so hard if they did like a true British Strong Style, like
reunion. Bring Trent as a manager. Bring Trent as a manager and they'll be fine. As long as I love all of it.
Stay wherever the fuck they are. I think we'll be
fine. They're in TNA.
I loved them.
God, they made me want to stop watching NXT. That might be the reason I actually stopped watching NXT.
Okay, you did really
awful.
They were everything on NXT UK. UK just hit differently.
Should I tell you about Noam Dar is on the screen right now for NXT, and I actually love what Noam Dar is doing in NXT at the moment.
What is Noam Dar doing right now?
Noam Dar is being the most ridiculous Noam Dar for the last like 6 months on NXT. He's lost his mind. He actually has a group of people of color as his faction. They're called Metaphor, but they have like I'm so serious. And they have like a Power Ranger like entrance. Like when they come out together as a group of four, everybody is like everybody's silhouette is behind a different color scheme. So it looks like
their token white friend.
Yes.
Is Jordan Miles back?
No Jordan Miles is not
ACH is he back?
No.
I literally forgot. I'm like, who the fuck is Jordan Miles?
We all forgot after he left.
Yeah, he got mad at being a t-shirt.
Rightfully so.
I remember him now.
Yeah, we all forgot. Jesus
Jordan
Christmas.
Smiles.
Yeah. The only failed breakout tournament winner was Jordan Miles in
Cameron
that
Grimes,
instance.
Baby. Cameron Grimes should have won that year. I said it at a time. Cameron Grimes needs to win this thing.
Oh, man. Who knows if he'll actually show up in the Royal Rumble? Now it's time to talk about one of the biggest shows of the year, and probably personally for a lot of people, one of their favorite shows of the calendar year of any wrestling promotion. It is the Royal Rumble show, Saturday, going up this Saturday, January 27th, at Tampa St. Pete in the Trop, that lovely baseball arena that we all love.
I forgot to play in the Trop. Dude, gross.
Yeah, it's so lovely that even Tampa Bay people don't even show up to their own team's home games, and they're actually pretty good half the time, which is kind of a shame. I hope they move. Also the former home for a while of the Thunderdome, if everybody remembers correctly. It was a Thunderdome site as well. So we're going to talk a lot about the Rumble from here moving forward. But first, I want to start off with, what is your favorite thing about the Rumble, kayfabe?
I like the energy of the Royal Rumble, that literally anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting to feel like that there are no limits and that all possibilities can be entertained. It's like reality suspends during the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. It is probably one of the most pure shows that remain in all of pro wrestling. Well, what are your thoughts on the Rumble?
I would say in recent years, it's the most exciting part is the Final Four of both mm-hmm. men's.
Yeah.
It's always like the last few, especially because with Rhea and Bianca the past few years, it's been like, mm-hmm. all right, who's going to win this thing? And it's just been really nail-biting. Last year, even though we knew Cody was going to win, him and Gunther had a few like, oh, fuck, like what if he fucks up? Like, they had a really few of, okay, if they mess up here, like, that's bad. Like, there was a few really too close calls, and it's just always suspenseful. And then, dude, the point. It's got to be the point. And they end the night with the fucking point at a sign in Pyro. Like, what do you mean? It's the best part of the whole year. It happens in January. God, yeah. What a time to be alive.
It's great. My favorite Rumble thing, obviously, was when myself, Will, and Dave went down. We went to the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, which will always be something that was really cool to see.
We didn't get to hear Stephanie on commentary. Thank God.
But we got to hear Vicky scream the entire time to the stage, which was lovely. One of the best parts of that Women's Rumble. Yes. Vicky Guerrero is an absolute sweetheart. We met her a couple of times. And it's also Philadelphia. how ironic as well, is also where we met officially, because he wasn't blacked out at the time, Rambladant and Issa and Mance and Antisocial Cam, which was kind of the beginnings of WrestleTic Radio to begin with. So it's always going to be a pretty interesting thing as well. So let's not waste any more time. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble matches in and of itself. Now, the Royal Rumble card in particular, it's about four matches for this entire card. Last year was five. But this year's only four that have announced thus far. But in the men's and women's Royal Rumble, let's start with the women's. Officially, as of this morning, as I looked on ESPN, there are only been five women announced for the women's Royal Rumble. It's, remember, it's 30 women. Five women have been announced. The official people who have entered the Royal Rumble for the women are Bianca, Becky Lynch, Maxine Dupri, Nia Jax, and the hugger herself, or the former hugger, Pamela Martinez, also known as Bailey.
That's it.
Can I?
That's all. Yeah.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
I have CBS up, and CBS also has Ivy Nile listed as confirmed.
That might have happened last night, and maybe it's not updated. Okay, so we'll add Ivy Nile.
According to CBS, it says Bailey, Nia, Becky, Bianca, Maxine, and Ivy Nile.
Okay, so six. So we've got 24 slots to fill, and they're going to be filled with a lot of random people or whatever.
That's a lot.
Yeah, there's a 24 slots to fill. So I'm going to throw it to you, Will. Name, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to show that's going to be expected, but give me at least three people that are going to be unexpectedly going to show up in the Women's Rumble.
Oh, Christ, dude. The Bella Twins, because they're one person.
They're the Garcia Twins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I can't use Bella anymore. So the Bella Twins. probably Trish. And
maybe.
Not Beth Phoenix.
could you imagine?
How about a real wild card here?
Go at it.
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh God.
I kind of like that. I kind of like Stephanie showing up,
I guess.
Slapping some people. Here's the thing with Steph. I loved funny heel Steph. Like, remember when she fired Vicky?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. she was so entertaining with that. Like, I like kind of sniveling heel Steph. Steph at 30 would be absolutely hysterical. I think she might do it just for shits and gigs. I like it. But kayfabe, name at least three unexpected people showing up.
My number one pick is AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Who else? Unexpected.
Unexpected. I mean, as is people who are currently on the people who are not currently on the roster.
Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Because didn't she drop in TNA?
She did drop at Hard to Kill, yes.
So yeah, AJ Lee, Naomi. One more. Fuck.
Yeah, it's hard. Real hard.
Huh. I'm like thinking through like my whole life of wrestling.
And like, did Fred just say Eve Torres? I don't think Eve Torres is gonna do it.
I know.
Who?
Eva Marie, obviously.
I'd be so happy if Eva Marie returned. I'm not gonna lie. You know what? I want Eva Marie to return so that Piper can destroy Eva Marie. Like, get that kind of devil off of her shoulder.
The revenge.
Yeah, get a little revenge. Yeah. I think that would be dope. I also think AJ Lee is a matter of not like, I think AJ Lee is eminent. I think Naomi returning, I think, is a big deal as well, because they have really been highlighting the women's tag division, which is kind of ironic. There's one person who I think might show, but maybe not. Who knows? But I'll kind of slip my stipulation, or I'll ask you guys a question. Does Jade Cargill finally debut at the Women's Rumble?
Oh, yeah, duh. I don't know why I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
I forgot she was signed.
I was seeing this the other day. She's going to show up between number 3 and 12.
I like that idea.
Put her in early.
Okay.
You can give it. You know what? You can give it the AJ spot. The rumors are true. She signed 6 months ago.
I like that idea. If the AJ spot was 3, You're gonna have to let her go like at least 15 to 20 minutes and then get her out.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know what? Fuck it. Put her in the final four. Screw it. Who cares?
Yeah, this is totally messed with everybody. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I the spot's gonna be her and Naya, right? She probably body slams Naya.
Yo, what if she gorilla presses Naya?
No, dude, that's not be crazy. yeah, body slams Naya or power slam, whatever the fuck. Batista bombs Naya. The sit and all. The thumbs just down have her and
go,
everything.
Just have her go full Batista bomb and have her like shake the ropes and dude, everything.
If she did the thumbs down and Batista bombed Naya Jax, I would go and buy all of her merch.
French is in the chat going crazy right now. He's like Jazz, Layla, Caitlyn. Caitlyn would be fun. I don't think Caitlyn. Well, okay. If AJ Lee shows up, Caitlyn would be almost a lock, I think.
Caitlyn would be dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Caitlyn and AJ Lee would be. See
a lot of NXT women. Is
Roxanne Perez. Is
Alex still there?
Gigi, yeah. I don't think Gigi will be in the Rumble myself, but you don't know. There are so many open spots that we have no idea who might show up. I can see Michelle McCool again because The Undertaker's in town doing his Dead Man show.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Michelle McCool. But the big question is, who takes this thing? Who wins the Women's Rumble?
I think Bayley.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Bayley is a solid lock for me because I really, because the story is her and EO, clearly.
Well, her and all of Damage Control.
All of Damage Control because it's a matter of who's when they're going to turn on Bayley, when they're going to turn on Bayley, when they're going to turn on Bayley. I think Bayley pulls a fast one and turns on them. Yeah, I can see the EO gives a thumbs up. Bayley just gives the thumbs down. And it's just like, no, and especially because Charlotte's out. Right. So that's a big fly in the ointment. And you don't need Becky Lynch to win the Rumble to choose Rhea Ripley when she can just win Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no one else who needs the Rumble win other than Bayley because it's just a natural progression of this story. I can't imagine. And everyone else who could possibly win it has already won it. Becky's won it. Yeah. Charlotte's won it. Rhea's won it. Bianca's won it. Who else is? Asuka's won it. Who else is left? Bayley. Bayley hasn't won it yet. Unless Sasha comes back and Sasha wins it.
I don't want to say that name because I don't want to jinx anything. That would also be kind of wild. That would be kind of wild for that to occur.
I think we're getting Hugger Bayley again.
I think we're leading back to the return of a Hugger.
And I think nothing is... Remember Bayley's pop when she won Women's Money in the Bank?
Yeah, we were there.
We were there. It's going to be 3 times as bigger. It might pop a hole in that stupid dome they have in that stupid building.
If we do get Hugger Bayley, she's not going to show up until maybe post-Rumble or Mania if she wins.
I'm saying the pop if she wins, though.
She's
supposed to be a heel. But
she's
due for a face turn.
And she's getting mean girl right now, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a nice slow burn Damage Control. It's a will they won't they for so long, and Bayley's taking the bullets. They really are trying to kind of recreate that Sami Zayn magic.
Yeah,
and they're getting there, and I do think Bayley wins the Rumble, and she teases going after Rhea. But it's just like, you know what? No. Fuck you, EO. I'm in control of Damage Control.
Yeah. You know what I want to see happen? Here's the thing. I want Bayley to win because I think Bayley's going to win. She comes out to rest. She comes back Hugger gimmick WrestleMania. So we get the wacky, wavy, inflatable arm floating tube, Ben.
Hell yeah.
I'll be so, so happy. And then post Raw is the debut of Izzy. And then it's the run for Izzy to retire Bayley.
Dude, Izzy's still,
oh my God.
Izzy's still like 16 or 17 years
old. No, she's not. She's on the indies.
Isn't Izzy 18 now?
I know
she's 18.
I know
she's on the indies. She's 18. She's on the indies now. She's an actual pro wrestler now.
I know she's on the indies. So she probably graduated high school then. I know she skipped a year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an intelligent lady.
Ricky, did you also see on Raw the little Easter egg? Well, I think it was during the New Day backstage segment. You see Damage Control without Bayley walking with Asuka and what's her fucking name? The other one.
Dakota Kai?
Dakota Kai, yeah. No, Dakota Kai. It was Dakota the Kai? People in Damage Control, Asuka, and Asuka's tag team partner. I forgot who her name is.
Kairi Sane.
Oh, Kairi Sane. Thank you. They're all in Damage Control. Damage Control is a five-woman faction.
Oh, I thought they were all separate.
Nope, they all joined forces.
They were all walking around without Bayley.
Yeah, no, that's kind of a thing. When Bayley came out to do this really one-off segment with Becky and Nia, which wasn't that bad. I think Bayley is the proper choice for this. But kayfabe, who is your choice to win the Women's Rumble?
Bayley is also my choice to win the Women's Rumble. I don't think it could be anybody else.
I want Nia to win the piss people off because I think that'd be fucking.
Stop it!
Absolutely
not. That would
be really funny. Here's a name we didn't talk about. Do we see the rats? Well, no. No, we talked about her too. Alexa Bliss.
She could
no, did
she, she's had the child.
She gave birth a few months ago. Yeah, I can see Alexa Bliss.
It's possible.
Duh. I always forget about Liv Morgan. Whoops.
I think she's, well, no, her suspension should be up because, you know, the random marijuana charge.
Oh, yeah.
Suspension.
But listen, that's one of the most beautiful mugshots I've ever seen.
Carmella could come back. That's true.
Carmella could also come back as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Carmella, Liv Morgan, and Alexa Bliss, I think, could all come back.
All possibilities. Clearly not Lacey Evans, because she's not going to go anywhere near that. There's a lot of unpredictability in the Women's Rumble with people who could show up, and I think that's what makes it great. Now, let's move on to the women. As of right now, and you can double-check this for... Stop. Do not put James Ellsworth in the Women's Rumble.
I almost said Santina Marella, but I didn't make that joke last year.
Yeah, so you can double check for me. But right now for the Men's Rumble, there's only about 9 people who have actually officially declared, according to ESPN. I have CM Punk, Homelander Cody Rhodes, Bobby Lashley, the pettiest man in all of pro wrestling, Drew McIntyre. Gunther.
He really is.
Gunther, Chad Gable, Otis, Tozawa, pretty much all of Alpha Academy, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Is there anybody that I'm missing, kayfabe?
According to CBS, it says Cody, CM Punk, Shinsuke, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Chad Gable, Otis, Akira Tozawa, Kofi, and Damian Priest. It's
11. Kofi. So there's 11. There's 11 officially. So we have 19 spots to be filled.
Oh, you got the rest of Judgment Day.
Does R-Truth pull do the ladder stick again?
You definitely got R-Truth. I said the rest of Judgment Day. That is included of R-Truth.
Do you have the stat about R-Truth?
What?
What's the stat?
He's selling more merch than Cena.
I saw he's a top merch seller. He's selling more merch than Punk.
I thought he just beat CM Punk, like, for the week.
I think he's the overall top merch seller currently.
Good for him. He deserves it.
That's unreal.
Honestly, let R-Truth win the Rumble.
Let R-Truth be in the Final Four and have the place go nuts. Like, the best thing about the Royal Rumble is a bunch of marks, and marks will sabotage their own happiness just for a cheap pop.
Can I just say, Liv is literally next to me nodding in agreement that R-Truth should win the Rumble.
What's up?
I love that. Listen, if R-Truth gets close to winning the Rumble, they might have a Daniel Bryan incident on their hands.
Honestly,
the fans will turn really quickly on this.
I am willing to let CM Punk's Mania dreams die for R-Truth.
I really do want the Tom and Nick Mysterio shirt that R-Truth has come out with.
The Tom and Nick Mysterio thing is so fucking funny.
Stupid.
I think Tom and Nick Mysterio should be the 29th and 30th spots.
Honestly, I want Dom to come out as Tom and then Nick Mysterio to prove R-Truth correct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want that to happen so badly, but who could be unexpectedly showing up at the Rumble? I have one in mind that I think would be a ridiculous pop for the marks as well, but I'm going to go with you, kayfabe. Oh, ECW. That could be one. Kayfabe, who do you have?
Hulk Hogan.
Stop. I don't need Mance to have a conniption.
Yeah. Goldberg, obviously.
That'd be great.
Who else?
Brock. I have one.
Stop that. Oh, I don't want Brock to be 30.
Oh, no. This is Brock season.
Yeah, Brock eliminates Gunther.
This is Brock season. Honestly, Brock Gunther, Mania, IC title. It's not going to be IC title.
I want that very badly.
I do, too. I like that idea if you're not going to go to the main event.
I very desperately, I won't be heartbroken if it doesn't happen. I really would love to see MJF show up in the Rumble.
I would too.
I'm not gonna lie. I would too.
Like he's number like 25 or something. It's silly.
Give him the lucky 27 spot.
I would lose my fucking mind.
Oh yeah, no, that's a total Long Island win.
All of my merch is either CM Punk or MJF.
That's gross.
And like my one Goldberg shirt.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. I mean, Okada's the cast cow, but if like MJF also shows up, that's still a win. Gilbert. Gilbert had the greatest video for us that I think.
I forgot we paid
the Fred's ball for. It's so much fun. Here's one that might happen, and I just want to do it again because I'm just a crazy mark, especially from the Rumble. Sean Spears is a free agent.
I was thinking about Ty Dillinger.
Ty Dillinger at 10.
No, it's 11.
They could do the spot that they did again, like Ty Dillinger's music hits, and then he gets beat up backstage.
Honestly, the pop would be really good.
Ty Dillinger comes in as the perfect 11.
Yep. Ty Dillinger.
It was a great NXT gimmick.
It was. I can definitely see maybe Bob makes an appearance real quick because he's a backstage agent, Bob Roode. Braun Strowman has an imminent return.
Yeah,
Braun will show up.
Number 28 or something.
Something like that. Gotta get some beef in there. Ty Dillinger comes out with 11 with an ego and a nosebleed.
That's really good.
Bo Dallas would be an interesting one, Freds. But I want, like, Bo Leave Bo. I don't need Uncle Howdy Bo.
God, Bo Leave.
Remember the B-Team?
Yes, B-Team, go, go, go.
God, I never want to think of the B-Team ever again.
I was thinking about the B-Team the other day.
They were
so much fun, though.
They were great to take a photo with.
Vince McMahon. All over it.
Honestly, Trick Williams would be great. I would love to see Trick Williams show up in the Rumble. Trick Williams, you can do Ilya Dragunov.
I have a feeling Ilya Dragunov will be in the Rumble.
Carmelo Hayes.
Biggie
might be. All right, so if they did a New Day, like Kofi or Xavier Kevin's Kofi comes in and then Biggie shows up, Biggie would be a beautiful return. I like the idea of Maven just for shits and giggles.
Oh, Andrade. Andrade is definitely.
Andrade.
Someone's got to make money in that family. Charlotte's out.
So, Ric Flair is still making money.
Yeah, right.
I have a question. Does anyone know when the Hardys AEW contract is up?
No clue. I'm not going to lie. I know the only thing I know of recently about the Hardys is that I think Matt pissed off Reppy again because Reppy's been going off.
Have you seen Reppy Hardy's TikToks?
No, I've seen Reppy Hardy in person, and that's a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is beautiful. Reppy Hardy's TikToks has been teasing a potential Reppy Hardy, Matt Hardy divorce.
Yeah, that's what I know. That's why I said I know Matt pissed off Reppy again. And Reppy's been going off on social media.
Well, Jeff has also been kind of going off about AEW a little bit on social media, being like, we're only on AEW Rampage, basically.
Well, water is wet. come on, Jeff. I feel like Jeff's cycling. That's just me. Like, he's good for a while, and then he'll get upset and find a way out and go somewhere else.
That's what I was trying to see. Can they, like, pop up? Probably
they've
not.
Done it. Probably not. I mean, they've done it before, but who knows? I had another one that I thought would be really fun. Oh, Curtis Axel. I want Curtis Axel to return and claim that he has still never lost. Because remember, he was never eliminated from that one Rumble.
That's right.
Yeah. But this one is the hardest one to book because you can go so many ways with this. Cody can win. Punk can win. Gunther, you can see winning. Lashley could win. Drew, probably not. To be completely honest with you, there's money in Drew being a petty bastard, which is Drew, which is what Drew is right now.
It's Punk or Cody. That's it. Yeah. It's one of those two.
I don't know what you do with this, too, because they had the perfect promo against each other on Raw. It was beautifully, beautifully done.
Yeah.
And it almost seemed like they're teasing Cody versus Punk, which kind of be a slap in the face for the cover boy, but I get it. So I honestly don't know. Like, Punk makes sense. And I think Punk makes the most sense to me.
I think Cody
right now.
Cody also makes sense.
I know Cody's got a lot of momentum being essentially of a standard edition cover boy, and that's a big deal. Cause like,
but he's only the standard edition. He's not the deluxe edition.
But he's the edition that most people are gonna buy. The deluxe edition is gonna be for but true dedicated people and people who like women's wrestling. But like Cody's the face. I understand Bianca and Rhea are on the cover, but Cody's the face of this of Vish. He is the official cover boy, you know. And so there's a lot of goodwill to that because you never want to let your cover athlete lose on a big stage or not get a big moment at a big stage. You know, I was almost hell bent. I was like, oh, Cody's winning WrestleMania. And then The Rock became the chairman of the board. I was like, oh, maybe Cody's not doing anything special today.
Cody makes sense. I can see him doing a triple threat with Cody, Rock, and Roman.
Ugh, no, yuck.
Then, I agree, yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can see it happening.
Yeah, it could be convoluted. So, like, but, like, who wins? I mean, also, Seth getting injured throws everything up in the air, too.
Not stripped, though.
Yeah, not stripped, which kind of ticks me off. I would have enjoyed the idea of they just pull a 90, like, 95 or 92 Rumble, and then, like, the 2016 Rumble. Whoever wins the Rumble wins the world title. Easy pick. Yeah. You know, but they're not going to do that because Seth's going to fight through it. Like, I think is a bad move. You know.
I think it's the right move.
It takes away from his character, in my opinion.
Yeah, but business.
Money. I get it, but you have enough money on that roster to replace Seth.
Yeah, no such thing.
Yes, there is. There's money in Seth being the lovable loser, not getting his Mania main event, and him having to fight his way back to Mania the next year.
Yeah, I think he
deserves to get the main event and win the title.
I think he deserves the main event. I think he deserves it.
He does, but that's why you have him lose.
He is, or not
make it there.
He has earned the right to see if he can come back from the injury. They can always strip him later.
Yeah, but it's again. You can strip him and make it kind of a thing like he's cursed to the main event and then have the story be him winning the main event next year. What if they did it
in Serum title champion?
Don't do that. Then we get a real world title situation.
What is this?
Yeah, no.
Hey, come on.
No. I wouldn't be mad about it. It gives the belt something to do.
Great. CM Punk wins another fake title.
Well,
he puts an X through it again.
God, that'd be so funny.
He's finishing the story.
No, my God, interim champs would be bad. But I mean, all right. So if you had to flip a coin, well, who are you taking as the men's Royal Rumble winner?
God damn it! It's really hard to see CM Punk coming back to WWE of all places.
His first televised match, by the way,
and immediately winning the Rumble. it's very hard to see that happening. But crazier things have happened, like CM Punk coming back at all. That being said, I'm gonna give it to CM Punk.
Yeah, kayfabe. Are you also going with the Punks?
Occam's Razor,
obviously.
Occam's Razor,
obviously.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be. I think it's Pump. What? God damn it, I'm going to have to watch NXT.
William Regal came back to NXT.
His no TV clause is up. It's been up for a while.
You know what's so fucking funny? So I was talking about this TV the other day. I was wondering when he could be on TV.
He would have been on TV a while ago, but they probably just finally made sense. So that's good for NXT. Props to him and welcome back, William Regal. But I think I'm also going to... Oh, nice. So Ava, the Rock's daughter, is essentially going to be the soon-to-be GM of NXT. And Regal's going to mentor Ava.
Oh.
I like it. I like it. It's good. Yeah, I think Punk wins this. I think that's a good deal. He's going to go through a lot of people, especially if Brock shows back up. Like, how does Punk eliminate Brock from the Rumble?
I don't think Punk is going to be the ones that eliminate Brock.
That might be a good thing for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Brock would just be like, no, you're not. Nice try.
I love CM Punk. Do I think he's going to eliminate Brock Lesnar? No.
Yeah, if anything, it has to be like Gunther eliminating Brock or something, or like Maven doing it for some fucking random reason.
Or like multiple people taking
it. What if Tyler Breeze and Fandango showed up as Breezango?
I would love.
No, he's just running around the indies. He can show up.
Good for him.
I would love.
That would be great.
Woo.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it. Chelsea's been stealing his finisher, the Rough Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, big Chelsea Green fan. That she is fucking hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Justice for Chelsea Green, by the way. But yeah, that's the Royal Rumble. It's going to be very must-see. There's also other things going on in the Royal Rumble. Like, oh yeah, by the way, what's probably going to be the presumed main event? Roman Reigns in a fatal four-way against AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and LA Knight, who's losing his stock minute by minute. This is going to probably be the main event with the Royal Rumble matches going on before this. Oh, this is going to be a fun match. LOL Roman Reigns, obviously.
Correct.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, with this going on last, that's a good point, Ricky, because with this going on last, I mean, obviously it's going to go on last because Roman Reigns' title run, but
yeah,
you need to have that closing moment of the Rumble be meaningful, right? It can't just be Roman Reigns lifting the title and Michael Cole going, see you tomorrow on Raw! Right?
Because last year was Sammy turning.
Zane. Yeah.
One of the biggest pops I've ever heard in my ears.
Yeah.
I still
got it.
Do you really have a chair shot? Yeah.
You mean this one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, this. Yep, that's like 8 seconds of just screaming. So, yeah you got to end it on something. And what's better than Cody Rhodes coming down and saying, I choose you, and then doing the point?
That would be great if Cody wins.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's plenty of different ways they can go about this. Because this Roman, LOL Roman wins is a very anticlimactic ending to this card.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to hide the fact that Roman, I think, has passed one of Bruno Sammartino's records, which is also kind of freaking absurd as a big thing. Because you got to highlight Roman's streak at some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Makes me think, well, here's the thing. If this doesn't go, what if this goes first?
That's gross. I don't think that's possible.
Well, no way.
Here's the thing. Yeah. If it goes first, that could mean The Rock wins the Rumble. Because placement of this match is very important.
It's key.
Wins the Rumble, yeah. Because right? It's either going to be this or the men's Royal Rumble, that main events. And who's the only thing bigger than Roman Reigns at the end of card? The Rock.
Yeah, it is not a coincidence that they announced The Rock being part of the board the week of the Rumble.
Yeah, so... I doubt it. I still think Roman goes on last, but
yeah,
who knows?
I think Roman stacks all three of them, which is an absurd visual.
God. That's wild.
But that also might happen. Would he
spear all three of them?
No, I think he spear. I feel like they do a thing where like it's going to be like a house show finisher mayhem, and like the last person standing gets speared, and then Roman just stacks all of them.
Damn,
probably. Someone comes in with shenanigans. Maybe Rikishi comes back. Rikishi for the Rumble? That'd be pretty cool.
And we get a Rikishi dance-off? I'd love it. My other question, because LOL Roman wins, who gets the RKO? Who gets the most devastating RKO?
All of them.
LA Knight.
AJ's doing a forearm and gets RKO'd.
That's true. Yeah, everybody's getting RKO'd. This is going to be a fun match. It's a fatal four-way. Roman doesn't have to be
pinned to lose the title. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It feels very fresh.
It is very, very fresh. I think also, last but not least, this is also in a pretty well-built feud. You have Kevin Owens versus everybody's hated douchebag white guy, Logan Paul, for the United States Championship. they're going to put this somewhere in the middle of a card of a four-match pay-per-view at the moment or premium live
this
event?
This should be on the pre-show. Sorry, Kevin, but that should be on the pre-show.
How dare you, Kevin? That's a bold statement. That's a bold statement.
This is Logan Paul we're talking about here, a social media
megastar. Yo, fuck Logan Paul. I'm not sorry about it.
Michael Cole won't let you forget he's a social media megastar. He's like the megastar. He's like the Hulk Hogan of social media.
Honestly, I would put that on the pre-show and then put like a meaningful women's match.
Okay, you understand. This guy is the Ric Flair of Vine. All right. He is a 21-time Vine champion.
Well, the 21-time Vine champion is setting feminism back at least 15 years.
So some people would also call him a maverick.
Yeah, of sorts. He's a maverick.
A maverick of sorts. I mean, they had a great promo on SmackDown. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be really good. It was really good.
I am a big fan of Logan Paul. I can't believe it, but he's fucking really good.
Yeah, he's just too busy with all her stuff to be consistent.
And him and LA Knight are gonna do a great mid card match on night 2 of WrestleMania.
They so are. It's gonna be beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Logan Paul's got one of the most protected runs in recent WWE history. He's gone up against Roman. He's gone up against like every Ray. He went up against Ray in his first WrestleMania, and The Miz helped him out. Yeah. Seth, yeah, like he's Ricochet. Yeah, like he's doing well for himself. And Kevin Owens is going to protect him, probably going to beat the crap out of him at the same time.
He's going to take a great stunner.
Yeah, he is. He's taken one before, which is also the great part about that promo. He mentions that the reason he got into wrestling because he got stunned at WrestleMania in Tampa by KO, and he wants to get his revenge.
Pretty funny. Also, wild card for the Royal Rumble. Pat McAfee's going to guest commentate again.
Absolutely, because they're not going to tell Michael Cole, and Cole's going to fanboy again.
And maybe Pat McAfee is in the Rumble, and then once he gets eliminated, he goes to the commentary desk.
Yeah, that's that.
That's what they should do. I just got my ass kicked, Michael Cole. My friend Aaron Rodgers said Jimmy Kimmel's a pain, doesn't he?
It's what it is. Pat McAfee's going to go to the Rumble. He's gonna be valeted in by Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers wearing like a Jimmy Kimmel mask.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It might happen, actually. Wouldn't put it past them.
Aaron Rodgers, what an asshole. Just like,
I've been trying to tell you guys for years.
I always believed him. He's like, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein flight logs. And he wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I do like the Jason Kelce ripping off his shirt when Cody wins the Rumble. It will be a great visual as well. Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, this match is going to be fun. I don't know what they're going to do with this. I know what it's going to lead to, but KO's going to try to make Logan look good, and it's going to be great. But Logan Paul's going to find a way to scrap his way through this again. Maybe he does the brass knucks again, like he did at Crown Jewel or what have you. Yeah. So, again, the Royal Rumble is a four-match card so far, unless they add something else.
Is WrestleMania going to come here? Nope. It already has.
Twice, kind of. One and a half. Who knows? Maybe he'll correct Gunther, because I don't know if you saw Gunther's gaffe, which I do have to talk about. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen from a production crew. So Gunther comes out to talk to Seth, and he's like, yeah, Seth, you know, this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. And then immediately the production team pulls up a graphic saying Royal Rumble this Saturday.
And then commentary going, the Royal Rumble on Saturday.
I was like,
Emphasis on Saturday. Someone
got a raise in that TV truck, or was like laughing her ass. They're like, wait, we have a seven second delay. Hold on.
There was a director screaming his face off. You put that fucking graphic up right now. And you don't take it down until we go to fucking commercial.
So funny. It was so funny.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I thought, did anyone else notice that, or did I imagine it?
They all noticed it. They put it up real quick.
It was so funny.
Oh my God. It was one of the best things ever.
Gunther said that the Royal Rumble being on Sunday so convincingly that I was like, wait a minute. Is the Royal Rumble on Sunday?
I had to catch myself too. I said, wait a minute.
So I work during the day on Saturday, but I'll be done way before the Rumble starts. So I can actually, you know, watch this year. Not like last year when I had to work.
Watch with us on Discord. But we might have a plan in place, Kay.
I would love that. Leah, last year I watched all the Big Fours during work and it was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. So with all that being said, we're going to do the crown system, obviously. And I think I might start something that Will started years ago that we never really kept up with. I think we might name a champion of KOTR by the end of this year and start keeping a tally of who has the best predictions.
Oh, I like that.
I forgot we kept points 1 year.
Yeah, we did. We got to see who wins for all the shows that we predict throughout this year, with the Royal Rumble being the starter. So I might have to hit you guys up during the post show about what your selections were. But be it as it may, Mix Murphy, or Kayfabe, I'm going to run through all of your nicknames at this point.
All good. The three-faced Foley over there.
Seriously.
I love it. I have many eras, many faces. And
you do, yeah. You have more. Go ahead, Kay.
I said, I have many eras, I have many faces, and I give this Royal Rumble 8 crowns.
Yeah, you have more eras than Taylor Swift, thank God.
I do.
Yeah, thank goodness. She's stealing swag surfing from me. Anywho, Will, Terror Shock. I have my gripes with T-Swift.
I got high hopes for this Rumble, like every Rumble. I remember people were poo-pooing on the last few ones. I go, you guys didn't watch the same show I did. The last few Rumbles have been fucking incredible.
Really good. Really fun.
Like, I feel like the Rumbles have been really fun in recent years.
And always surprisingly, the women's has been, past 2 years, has been better than the men's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From what they I remember. And I remember the past few years, the men's have gone first, which is always surprising.
Yeah, Rhea won the last year, and the women's went on second.
The men's went on. Are you sure?
I remember Rhea winning after. No, my fault. You're right. Rhea won first, and then Cody won.
Because Cody was the main event, right?
No. Yeah. No. Roman was the main event. Roman was the main. Yeah.
I don't remember Roman.
You're right. But I always think the women are gonna go first. In the past few years, I could have sworn the men have gone first, but
whatever. They switch it up from time to time. But yeah. Roman being the main event also kind of screws it up.
Oh, that's right.
As well. Yeah. So for me, I'm
thinking last year's Rumble feels so long ago.
It was. Yeah. It was.
It was.
A year
ago, actually.
Yeah. Who would have thought? I think I'm also gonna give this 9 crowns, Azrael. Yeah, because this is, of all the Rumbles in recent memory, this is probably the most unpredictable one. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen that can really change what's going on with WrestleMania and these next couple of months. And I'm excited for it. I really, really am. So that pretty much concludes our show this week. Hey, welcome back, Big Ten. That includes our show this week. It's been really nice to have all of you guys back, especially Kay. Not so much Will, but especially Kay. To have you guys back. I think Tuesday might be a consistent thing. And also check out our social medias in the future, because I have rules for the Royal Rumble drinking game this year, given to me by the queen herself. Shout out to Danny Nolan. The Royal Rumble, we'll talk about on the post show. I got it sent to me yesterday
by entrant 15.
That's old. Don't be like Charles from last year. Jesus Christ. I had to hear him snore in my headset because he passed that. And he woke up the next. That's why I know the women went on last, because he woke up the next day and he totally forgot half of the women's Rumble.
That's funny.
And we had to watch it again. The women went on last. Yes.
I'm going to have to go buy Stone Cold's beer for Royal Rumble.
Get like a six. Get a six pack.
Yeah. They're tall boys. They're pretty much. They're
yeah.
Big. They're bigger, yeah. I should say.
Yeah, it can be over Discord if we play it out, right? But I'll tell the rules a little bit later. But it's good to have you guys back. So, yeah, with that being said, should we just kick it to the post show now?
No, you do music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Kick it to the post show. Do music. CM Pop, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to or watching the award-nominated Kings of the Rings podcast, the 2024 finalists for the Best Wrestling Podcast, Vibe Sports Podcast Awards. Please give us a vote by clicking the link in the description below. I have been your host, King Ricky Rose. You can actually, kayfabe and Will, actually find me at Ambassador Biggs across all social media outlets. Find Kings of the Rings podcast at KLTR_podcast. Like, share, subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews. Links to all of that are in the description below. We are a member of Wrestle Addict Radio, the cure for the common wrestling podcast network. Find Wrestle Addict Radio's socials at @addict_wrestle on Twitter and Wrestle Addict Radio everywhere else. It is good to be back with the original crew, the award nominated crew, because we couldn't go this far without everybody in attendance on this panel and on this show. Will Tarashuk.
Kay, I've been thinking about this for 3 days. Since you and I are back, we can only end
don't
the show.
You do it.
We can
only don't end you the do show it. One way. Don't you do it. God damn it. Oh, goodness. Just do your outro. Just do your outro so I can get the K.
Oh, it's the one with words. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Comes... Jazz is going to yell at me because it's going to get loud in here in about 3 seconds. I don't care if we get hit with copyright. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Will Tarashuk. T is in Thomas, A-R-A-S-H-U-K.
Why didn't I see this coming?
I love this song because I thought about it
it's
yesterday.
It's so good.
I thought about it yesterday. I keep this song on the soundboard for moments just like this. When Kay Murphy is gone for 6 months and all the days of my life are right here. On the Kings of the Rings podcast. It's 9 years, guys. Coming up on February 8th is the 9-year anniversary of this podcast. So a lot of crazy things are going to happen on this show, including the unsung hero is finally going to get his song, and it's not this one. Kay Murphy, Kay Fabe, Queen Bee, whatever you're calling yourself these days, please. I'm so glad to have you back. HBIC. The ukulele baby. Let's go, Kay. How are you?
The ukulele baby. Oh, I
gotta
like
find
that.
I gotta find that audio because that's how you start. You gave us the theme song. You played the ukulele.
Oh, God. No. Oh, I remember that. Oh,
yeah, you were in like a basement.
Yeah. I recorded that in the basement of my parents' house. Look how far we've come.
Yes, you have a dog now.
Yes.
Get your own
He's
baby.
Laying like a little baby. He's very eepy. You can find us on Instagram at K_fame. You can also find me on TikTok, not doing a whole lot of anything. And yeah.
Not even responding to the videos I send you either, but that's cool.
Okay. If you send them through text, I will look at them. I do right, not fair. Look at the inbox. I always ignore the inbox. I don't know why. But I have like 100 TikToks in my inbox. I haven't opened them or looked at them. But if you text it to me, I'll open it and respond promptly.
I got you. Anywho, folks, when we come back next week, probably on Wednesday, Kane will probably won't be here, but I'll probably drag in somebody from the World of Wrestling Twitter to be on the show. But first and foremost, folks, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Enjoy the best time to be a wrestling fan, because 2024 is about to get absolutely insane, and it starts this weekend at the Royal Rumble. So until next week, folks, goodbye, good night. We'll see you soon, except for you, Slack, because you're still never going to get back on the show. Fuck you, Slack. See you later, folks. This has been a Wrestle Addict Radio branded podcast.